Chapter 2. The line between hope and despair was exactly that, a line in the road, formed where one town's black top finished and the others started. Hope's highway department had used thick, dark asphalt rolled smooth. Despair had a smaller municipal budget. That was clear. They had top-dressed a lumpy roadbed with hot tar and dumped gray gravel on it. Where the two surfaces met, there was an inch-wide trench of no-man's land filled with a black, rubbery compound, an expansion joint, a boundary, a line. Jack Reacher stepped over it mid-stride and kept on walking. He paid it no attention at all. But he remembered it later. Later, he was able to recall it in great detail. Hope and despair were both in Colorado. Reacher was in Colorado because 2 days previously he had been in Kansas, and Colorado was next to Kansas. He was making his way west and south. He had been in Calais, Maine, and had taken it into his head to cross the continent diagonally, all the way to San Diego in California. Calais was the last major place in the northeast. San Diego was the last major place in the southwest. One extreme to the other. The Atlantic to the Pacific, cool and damp to hot and dry. He took buses where there were any, and hitched rides where there weren't. Where he couldn't find rides, he walked. He had arrived in Hope in the front passenger seat of a bottle-green Mercury Grand Marquis, driven by a retired button salesman. He was on his way out of Hope on foot because that morning there had been no traffic heading west toward Despair. He remembered that fact later, too, and wondered why he hadn't wondered why. In terms of his grand diagonal design, he was slightly off course. Ideally, he should have been angling directly southwest into New Mexico. But he wasn't a stickler for plans, and the Grand Marquis had been a comfortable car, and the old guy had been fixed on Hope because he had 3 grandchildren to see there before heading onward to Denver to see 4 more. Reacher had listened patiently to the old guy's family tales and had figured that a sawtooth itinerary first west and then south was entirely acceptable. Maybe 2 sides of a triangle would be more entertaining than one. And then in Hope, he had looked at a map and seen Despair, 17 miles farther west, and had been unable to resist the detour. Once or twice in his life, he had made the same trip, metaphorically. Now he figured he should make it for real, since the opportunity was right there in front of him. He remembered that whim later, too. The road between the two towns was a straight 2-lane. It rose very gently as it headed west, nothing dramatic. The part of eastern Colorado that Reacher was in was pretty flat, like Kansas, but the Rockies were visible up ahead, blue and massive and hazy. They looked very close, then suddenly they didn't. Reacher breasted a slight rise and stopped dead, and understood why one town was called Hope and the other Despair. Settlers and homesteaders struggling west 150 years before him would have stopped over in what came to be called Hope and would have seen their last great obstacle seemingly within touching distance. Then, after a day's or a week's or a month's repose, they would have moved on again and breasted the same slight rise and seen that the Rockies' apparent proximity had been nothing more than a cruel trick of topography. An optical illusion, a trick of the light. From the top of the rise, the great barrier seemed once again remote, even unreachably distant, across hundreds more miles of endless plains, maybe thousands more miles, although that too was an illusion. Reacher figured that in truth, the first significant peaks were about 200 miles away. A long month's hard trekking on foot and in mule-drawn carts, across featureless wilderness and along occasional decades-old wheel ruts. Maybe 6 weeks hard trekking in the wrong season. In context, not a disaster, but certainly